Up next on Beyond the Headlines, the Reno Sculpture Festival is underway right now in downtown Reno. It's sponsored by two of the community art spaces in our town, Reno Artworks and The Generator. They're known for creating some of the huge, beautiful art pieces you see at the Burning Man Festival. For the next 3 days, you can see the creativity of these artists right downtown. Here with a preview is Eric Shapiro, artist and executive director of Reno Artworks. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really great to be here.
The Reno Sculpture Festival is going to be happening at the downtown Reno Retract Plaza. 3 days of art, music, dance, food, culture, all happening in downtown Reno. It's a fantastic idea. What made you come up with this?
Great description. Yeah. You know, we've done a few big projects around here. The Temple of Transition came out of one of our first spaces called the Salvagery on 4th Street. And that ended up kind of branching out into Reno Artworks. It's a community art space that is member funded and up to this point has been non-subsidized, although now we kind of went for the big leap of faith into the nonprofit world, which is really exciting. And The Generator, which is what happens when you have an angel donor and a huge space. And The Generator is a 30,000 square foot community build space full of tools, full wood shop, full metal shop, and huge projects have come out of there.
Tell us what happens in these spaces. If I was to walk into Reno Artworks right now, what would I see?
In Reno Artworks, you would see a gallery that changes out on a monthly basis. We were actually voted Best Independent Gallery in 2014, which was a wonderful honor and honestly kind of blew my mind. Because we built that gallery with, you know, $700 and 10 or 15 people working.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We did that back in 2012. We moved over onto Dickerson Road, March 2012. And we went out there with five artists that could pay $100 a month, and we found the other 10 or 12 that we needed to cover our fixed costs. So all, you know, artists pay rent, and that pays for the space. And now we have three warehouses on Dickerson Road. We've got a new studio, and we have a performance art space.
Wow.
Yeah, called the Potentialist Workshop, where we do a new play every 4 to 6 weeks that we only produce new works. So, and we typically tackle social justice issues over there, but that's kind of another discussion.
Now, Dickerson Road is like the industrial arts center of our universe. That is the place to go for different kinds of art.
Yeah, that's where the art gets made. You know, we've got Reno Artworks, we've got Infinity Forge. Brett Moten, who runs Infinity Forge, is one of the participating artists. And as far as I can tell, he's one of the top blacksmiths in the world. I've seen a few of his lectures, and he's so humble, you wouldn't really know, but he ranks really high up there. And his quality and his craftsmanship is incredible. And he does Open Forge Mondays and Wednesdays and teaches dozens of people how to do blacksmith work. And that's a big part of this. So everybody involved in this project does modular, interactive, community-based public art.
Now, this is exceptional. Community-based public art that's modular, interactive. So are most of the pieces we're talking about pieces that were made for the Burning Man Festival?
Okay, so that's where we cut our teeth. That's where we knew that we could do all this. What we're doing for this project is a little smaller. It's human size to 17 or 18 feet tall. And we want to do temporary, modular, interactive, community-based stuff. Meaning we can bring these out here for 3 or 4 days and take them when we're done. Because this Retract Plaza has 30 or so events a year. And we need to keep it available for that.
Mm-hmm. It's a perfect space for this, don't you think?
I think so. It was really interesting. The Regional Alliance for Downtown meeting where this was kind of formalized, Maureen McKissick and Alexis Hill from the city came down at Neoma Jardin's recommendation, looking for a way to utilize and activate this space. And it was such a synchronistic, serendipitous experience because I came with this proposal. And it, as it does, you know, this thing took on a life of its own. There was a huge amount of community support, and we were able to track down, 10 artists who we felt were the most capable of building community, interactive, temporary, modular pieces.
We're talking with Eric Shapiro about the Reno Sculpture Festival. It's happening May 8th through the 10th in downtown Reno on the Reno Retract Plaza. That's right between Whitney Peak and the El Dorado. 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. You can wander around downtown, see some great artwork. There's music, dance, food, culture. beer trucks, food trucks. It's going to be astounding. Now, Eric, tell us what we're going to see down on the plaza. What artworks are you expecting?
We're up to about 13 large pieces. We've commissioned 7 new works. So 7 of these pieces have never been seen before. So Matt Schultz, of course, of Embrace, Scott Cohen of the Life Cube Project, which he last March, he did a 69-day festival in Las Vegas and made a 24-foot cube and had hundreds of people come and paint on this cube. Beautiful piece. So Scott's going to be coming to Reno and going to many schools and having kids paint these 3-foot by 3-foot cubes that will bring out to the festival. And many artists in town will paint on these 1-foot by 1-foot canvases that will go onto the cube.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful piece. So Brett Moten and another piece. Brett Moten is going to make a chair that's 12 feet tall using stonework from the original City Hall building.
The Reno City Hall building?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's got some of the original stones that are going into his piece. Hand-forged, high-level craftsmanship, a beautiful piece. It's going to look great in a park somewhere in Reno. We've got an upside-down umbrella that's a fountain that we're not going to be filling with water, but we could. And a made by Mike Burke and a cactus made by Mike Mechanic. And they work together also on Dickerson Road in another warehouse over there. And these two pieces, I think, to me, they very clearly speak to water scarcity in the high desert, which is a really important thing to think about. I'm going to be making a kind of a triangular abstraction of this wave that has multiple video cameras in it.
Oh.
And in each of the, and if you walk into like one point where everything kind of coalesces, all these cameras will point at different parts of your body and create an abstraction of what you are that will be projected or displayed on various monitors embedded within the piece. And it, to me, it just speaks of like how we view ourselves, the difference between what we really are and what we think we are.
Interesting.
Yeah. And really inspired a lot by like social media avatars or like these virtual personas that we have, as well as just the way we limit ourselves or the way we redefine what we are compared to what we could be. When you see yourself on there, you're going to be all abstracted. And I think a lot of people are going to look at it and go, well, that's pretty neat and it'll be fun to play with. but it has, it comes from a greater intention. And I think that's what makes strong work. You know, all of these pieces, they are the thing that they are, but they also represent this strong intention, this meaning.
Like all art usually does.
It has to.
Yeah.
And, art's supposed to be kind of challenging. It's supposed to make you think about something that you haven't considered. It's supposed to transcend language and culture. You know, to me, good art communicates to people. What else do we have? This will be, speaking of challenging, Pan Pantoja is working with kids within the correctional program, adjudicated youth, and a few police officers and probation officers. And he's producing a stone carving of a police officer in a fetal position holding a flag. And it's called, like, We All Win. And of course, you know, there's this huge national discussion about, you know, the use of force within the police department. And how does that work? And I think a big thing I want to say is, hey, you know, we love our police force. We respect them greatly and we need them. And we also want to make sure there aren't, you know, crazy people that sneak in, that become police officers and kill people. And I think that it's a really polarized discussion, but there's never a solution within polarity. I think the solution always comes from the middle ground, not even the middle ground, but the combination of those processes.
Right.
So with this presentation, we really aim to help integrate those polarities and get people to think about this and have a real civil discussion. So it's been fun to work with some of the police to make sure everybody's respected, because it comes from a place of deep and profound respect, yet also growth. We also have Michelle Riley is another one of our very experienced, wonderful artists. She helped produce one of the lions in front of the MGM Grand for her kind of final project as apprenticeship. So it's kind of one of her masterpieces, if you will. She's a brilliant bronze sculptor. She has many life-size bronze pieces that are so lifelike and brilliant. And she's bringing like a little more of the classic work. This beautiful angel piece. It's just exquisite. Yeah, we're really excited to have her on board as well. Michael Christian, who's a very, very well-known Burning Man artist, has done hundreds of pieces, has shown in Tate Modern, beautiful work. He's going to bring a piece called Home, which is a 10-foot globe.
Oh.
With like different maps of cities. So he takes the streets in different cities and kind of like overlaid them all. beautiful lighting. And it was one of the pieces that really inspired me to get into metalwork and producing art in 2010 when I saw it at Burning Man. And a beautiful piece. We want to bring these Burning Man, quote unquote, pieces into the heart of downtown Reno to show people the fine art, so to speak, elements of the event. This is why a lot of us go. We go out there because it's a great city that facilitates the production of public art, the production and installation and funding of public art.
Why can't Reno be a great city that facilitates the production of public art as well?
In many ways, we are. However, it's something that you don't know about unless you know about it. And I always say, yeah, there's a couple thousand, 3,000, 4,000 people who are pretty aware of the art production that happens in Reno, the community art, the public art. But not everybody sees it.
Mm.
And this is our attempt to bring these things to the surface so that everyone can see what's happening here. Because there are artists moving here from around the world. I have a list of 100 artists, professional, fantastic artists who have moved to Reno to participate in this community art movement. It's a hot spot. I mean, I have people moving here from San Francisco, from Portland, from New York, from Jersey, from Scotland, just off the top of my head. It's incredible.
That is incredible.
But I don't think everybody knows that.
I don't think they do. And I don't think they understand what that means for us when we look at artwork around our city, what it means for the cultural life of our city to have this kind of energy and this kind of artwork going on right now under our nose. I think a lot of people are kind of oblivious.
And that's okay. There isn't a huge marketing campaign. There isn't a huge PR campaign. It's not, this is America. The stuff has to be in our faces. We're busy. So, and the thought process for me is, and a lot of us, if we're going to facilitate, if we're going to welcome Tesla, for example, meaning if we're going to be able to host large-scale technology production and growth, we've got to have the culture to meet those expectations. And of course, we have to have the education to meet those expectations. And we have to have the cycling culture and the food culture to facilitate that. I mean, Elon Musk has been quoted in saying he came to Nevada because he loves Burning Man.
Interesting.
If you've never been there, that you don't know that could mean anything. And I want to show people this isn't just a bunch of crazy yahoos like running around naked in the desert. Yeah, there are some of those people. They're great people, but for me, it's more about the art. It's more about the community. It's more about the sharing of resources. That's the big thing that we learn at Burning Man, and I just want to show everybody what that looks like.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. We're talking with Eric Shapiro. He's executive director of Reno Artworks. Reno Artworks and The Generator are organizing the Reno Sculpture Festival. It's happening May 8th through the 10th at the downtown Reno Retract Plaza between Whitney Peak and the El Dorado. Three great days of music, art, fun, dance, culture, all in downtown Reno. And it's free.
Free to the public, yes.
How did you manage that?
Well, we've had some really generous support. Whitney Peak, El Dorado, Circus, Doors to Recovery and Matheson Foundation are our title sponsor. Couldn't have done it without the Stacey Mathewson Foundation. It's just wonderful. Kaiser Foundation is helping out as well. Sands Regency. So we have many downtown properties and a few foundations helping us out. And the Burning Man Project came on board as well. We also have a kids zone full of kids art projects, so we can keep the kids busy and adults, the young at heart. We'll have a big tent set up with a lot of interactive art activities, a lot like what we do at Earth Day. We run a huge section of space at Earth Day. If you had a chance to make it out there, you would have seen us. And we'll have a big welcome tent. We'll have a huge stage with 12 or more bands playing outside. And we're going for more of a gallery aesthetic. We have jazz. We have blues. We have folk. We have world music. We have a quartet from the Reno Philharmonic led by Charles Taggart, and we have aerial performers throughout the day.
Wow. And we haven't even talked about the stuff going on at night. There are after-hours events that are ticketed that are going to be an amazing thing to do after you take the kids home.
It's going to be an incredible weekend. The Polish ambassador, huge, wonderful electronic music producer, will be playing at Cargo within the Whitney Peak while Android Jones does live projections with him, which is, I don't think they've done before together. And they're both so brilliant. The digital projections done by Android Jones are just out of this world. And the Polish ambassador is one of my favorite, I don't want to call him a DJ, really more like a producer. So we've got that at Cargo. We have live music at Third Street Bar. We have after parties at One Up. We've got some country music May 8th at Novi, which used to be Babinga in El Dorado. And we want to give a shout out to our friends at the Sands who are doing the a battle of the bands to see who gets to play Night in the Country. So they've got a huge country event down at the Sands. And of course, there's tons of bands down at Riverfest, which is going on the same weekend. And the Riverwalk Merchants Association is doing a fun run 5K starting under the arch. So this is a huge, huge, huge weekend.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so stay in Reno and see why we love this place.
Exactly. Again, the event is May 8th through the 10th at the downtown Reno Retract Plaza, right between Whitney Peak and the El Dorado, the Reno Sculpture Festival, presented by Reno Artworks and The Generator. You can find details at the website renosculpturefest.org. That's renosculpturefest.org, or check out their Facebook page. And I want to thank my guest, Eric Shapiro, Executive Director of Reno Artworks. Thanks so much for your energy and your time putting together such a fantastic event. I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, it's been a blast. Thanks for having me. And I just love what we're all doing. And we couldn't do it without the community support.